From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. President Trump names his FBI director nominee. President Donald Trump posted Wednesday on Twitter that he soon will nominate former federal prosecutor Christopher Wray to replace James Comey as the director of the FBI. The president's announcement comes one day before Comey, who Trump fired last month, is slated to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Comey is expected to be questioned about Trump's attempts to get Comey to stop investigating possible collusion between his campaign and Russia. Wray led the Justice Department's Criminal Division from 2003 to 2005 during the administration of George W. Bush. He is now a white-collar criminal defense attorney and a partner at the law firm King & Spalding. Happening now, lawmakers are questioning senior members of President Trump's national security team about surveillance law. They're expected to ask whether the president has tried to influence investigations into Russia's election meddling and a possible coordination with his campaign. Two of the four national security executives scheduled to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee were reportedly asked by Trump to publicly state that there is no evidence of collusion. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coates has declined to answer questions on this. However, the former director, James Clapper, made a comparison to the Watergate scandal that brought down President Richard Nixon on Wednesday in Australia.
I think, compare the two, that Watergate pales, really, in my view, as compared to what we're confronting now.
This is VOA News. The Islamic State group says it is responsible for a pair of high-profile attacks Wednesday in Iran, targeting the country's parliament and the shrine of late leader Ayatollah Khomeini. The claim came on the group's a mock news agency a few hours after the attacks began. Government sources put the number of people killed at 12. Reports from Iranian media said the shrine attack involved three gunmen and a suicide bomber who stormed the site. The report said police arrested at least one of the attackers and killed another. U.S.-backed Syrian forces stormed into Islamic State's de facto capital of Raqqa on Tuesday, triggering intense combat and signaling the start of what the U.S.-led coalition says will ultimately be the end of IS control in the besieged city. Commanders for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said Tuesday's battle inside the city limits is a first in the months-long battle, indicate the fight may be long and costly. Clara Raqqa, Syria's Democratic Forces commander, says Raqqa is the capital of Daesh in Syria, so their preparations for the battle are extensive. Whether through digging tunnels or planting mines or preparing explosive vehicles and suicide bombers, they have prepared well for this battle, both underground and on the ground. We will face these challenges as we are also well prepared. Raqqa was captured by the Islamic State in January 2014 and has since become the base for the group's hierarchy. A military plane carrying more than 100 people went missing during its flight from southern Myanmar to Yangon, officials said Wednesday. The plane, carrying mostly family members of military personnel, was traveling from the city of Mayek in southeastern Myanmar on the Andaman coast. Most of the journey to Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, would have been over the Andaman Sea. Debris from the plane was found in the sea, officials told VOA Burmese. British police have confirmed another victim in last week's London Bridge terror attack after they pulled a body out of the Thames River. Police identified the victim Wednesday as Xavier Thomas, a Frenchman. Tuesday, London Metropolitan Police identified the third attacker killed by officers during the attack as 22-year-old Youssef Zagba. They say he was an Italian national of Moroccan descent who lived in East London. He had not been a subject of interest for security officials. Authorities identified the other two attackers on Monday as British citizens who also lived in East London. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.